USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And a Merry Christmas morning. Here's something that doesn't happen every Christmas.
Decollage, liftoff from a tropical rainforest to the edge of time itself. James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
That as the world's largest space telescope blasted off from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana, the James Webb Space Telescope's mission, explore the universe for exoplanets and study their atmospheres. NASA scientists are expecting that that telescope could potentially uncover evidence of life outside Earth. This Christmas morning launch was live-streamed on NASA's website and its TV channel. Travelers not planning to go as far as space are running into a lot of flight delays and cancellations this Christmas Day. FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed over 2,100 flights today. A lot of it's weather-related. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
In Los Angeles, the county coroner's identified the teenage girl accidentally shot and killed by police in the dressing room of a Burlington store. 14-year-old Valentina Peralta died after those LAPD officers opened fire on an assault suspect and a stray bullet went through the wall of the dressing room she was in. They're reporting the girl was with her mother and trying on dresses for a celebration when she was shot. The suspect was also shot and killed. California authorities say a surfer has been killed by a shark. The Morro Bay Harbor Department posting a notice Friday morning saying the male victim was found unresponsive on the beach after suffering from what appears to have been a shark attack. The victim pronounced dead at the scene. His identity has not been released. Spider-Man No Way Home is now the biggest movie worldwide of the entire year of 2021. This latest entry into the superhero franchise set to cross the $1 billion mark today. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Honored helping veterans this Christmas season. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger donated 25 tiny homes to homeless veterans in Los Angeles for Christmas Eve. He tweeted, "It was fantastic to spend some time with our heroes and welcome them into their new homes. To me, this is the greatest Christmas gift." The former actor donated $250,000 to build the homes, which were donated a few days before Christmas. The city of Los Angeles remains an epicenter of homeless veterans struggling to find services. In July, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a $12 billion investment to tackle homelessness, with $8.5 billion going into creative new housing units.
A Rhode Island man suspected of breaking into a house while naked is now being ordered to get a mental health evaluation. Paul Sawyer was in a courtroom yesterday afternoon charged with breaking and entering, indecent exposure, and disorderly conduct. A few days ago, the 35-year-old allegedly chased a female security guard into a business parking lot while naked before he was caught inside a nearby house, then chased out by the homeowner because the house wasn't his. Sawyer is now due back in court in March. Remember, we're online anytime, even on holidays. We're at usaradio.com, hoping you're having a nice Christmas if you celebrate it. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.